This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mick Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mick Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mick Delivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. In this episode, I'm going to preview Fulham's match on Sunday against West Ham. This will not be five keys to victory. I thought I would just talk about some interesting topics instead, and in the end, preview the match with giving you my starting 11, what I think Marco is going to do, and of course, my prediction for the match. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay, so let's start with opening thoughts on this upcoming match. And let me just start by saying is that I am actually fairly disappointed with Fulham right now in the direction that they have gone in the last three matches coming back from the international break. They had a wonderful opportunity here to really kick on and push for Europe. They've not been able to do that. The last match was extremely disappointing out of the three because I think that was a match they could have and should have won, but they did not, to Newcastle United. It was a wonderful opportunity, and then they let it fall through their fingers, which is an issue. So I'm actually a little down right now in Fulham Football Club, and I'm hoping that we will have a response against West Ham, because this team, I truly believe, are a better team from the team from last season. But points-wise, they are falling behind that team. What I like about this team, and it is a true team, it's not about one player. It's not built around Alexander Mitrovic. It's about the sum of the parts and how they all fit together, and Marco basically moving them around the chessboard and finding what works in each individual match. What I like about this team is that they're playing for each other. There are so many things I like about this team. So heading into this match against West Ham coming off of their match in Europe on Thursday, wonderful opportunity. They're going to be tired. They're coming off behind going into the second leg. So you would think that this team would rise to the occasion against West Ham. We shall see. It's on the road. And West Ham could be looking for a little revenge after that 5-0 drubbing at Craven Cottage. And let me just say, it could have been worse than that. But I'm here to say that I'm not saying that they're going to win 5-0, but I'm saying that they can beat this team regardless of players potentially being out, coming back from Europe at full strength. Both teams at full strength. I believe Fulham can win at West Ham. It's not going to be that situation because there are other factors here. But I truly believe that. So as you can imagine, I'm going to be predicting a Fulham victory at the end of the show. So let me go through a couple of topics I've been really giving a lot of thought on. So we hear a lot of talk about Tosin. Should Fulham start Tosin? I'm under the belief right now that he's not going to re-sign with Fulham. He would have by now. He's going to look at his options, and I believe he is going to leave on a free and sign with someone else. I actually think that's going to be a mistake for Tosin. This is a perfect situation for him here. He's going to play regularly at Fulham Football Club. I believe what I've been told is that they're going to pay him handsomely. I've been told by a source that he's been offered a lot of money. But you know what? If he doesn't want to accept it, you move on. But let's talk about this season. People have suggested to me, don't play Tosin because he's not signing a new contract. I disagree. The matches at the end of the season, I think Fulham should do whatever they can to win them. Tosin gives you the best chance to win. He absolutely does with his partnership with Calvin Bassey. I'm starting Tosin. Regardless of his contract situation, I think that's the right decision. You might disagree with me. You might say, if he's not going to sign the contract, forget you. I don't look at it that way. I look at which player gives me, the fan, the best chance to win. It's Tosin. So I truly believe Tosin should start the rest of the season with Calvin Bassey, regardless of the contract situation. That's my opinion. Okay, so let's move on. So as we do look a little forward to next season, which player is Fulham's most valuable asset? Because I want Fulham to build something, to really build from this season to the next season and try to be a club that's not just a mid-table club, that club that can actually be in Europe. That's what I want. I'm looking at it this way. Who is Fulham's most valuable asset? Should they keep their most valuable asset no matter what? Or should they use that money to continue to build towards the future? Well, let's talk about who I think Fulham's most valuable asset is. And this is not about who's Fulham's best player is. I still think that's João Pena. Fulham's most valuable asset is Anthony Robinson right now. So many teams are going to want him this summer. If I'm Fulham, I have to really look at this. I think Jedi can stay at Fulham Football Club. If he wants to stay, I think he can stay. And I would be the one to say I would want him to stay. However, if you get in a situation where maybe he wants to go, then you have to consider it. But here's another one. If the money is obscene that you have to legitimately think about selling him, I think you need to do that. So what am I talking about, obscene amount of money? If you look at his value, I think, is only going to increase as we get to the summer. I've seen speculation, 20 million, 30 million, 35 million. If I'm Fulham, I'm asking for the moon for Anthony Robinson because for me, he's your most valuable asset. More than João Pena. João Pena, I think, is more valuable to Fulham staying. I think Anthony Robinson could be more valuable to Fulham if they get the right amount for him. That's why I'm saying he, I think, is your most valuable asset. And I think the starting point for any team that wants Jedi is 50 million. That's where I'm starting. I'm not saying you're going to get it, but I think if some team is willing to give you that type of money, I think you really have to consider it. And I know people saying there's no way, Russ, there's no way. All it takes is one. All it takes is one team to really look at him, fall in love with him, and say, I need to have him. Could it be Liverpool? I don't know. Could it be another club? It very well could be. Could it be Chelsea? I don't see that because I think they're in a little bit of a financial situation. But if I'm Fulham, I look at his value. And if some club is crazy enough to pay you 50 million pounds, I think you have to really consider it. But without a doubt, in my opinion, he's your most valuable asset. He's younger than Paulinho. Paulinho is your best player. Your most valuable asset is Anthony Robinson. Do I want him to stay with Fulham? Yes. But if selling him gives you a chance to build something, I would consider that. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the big news today, and that is Rodrigo Muniz wins Premier League Player of the Month. I would highly recommend you watching this video that the club put on their website, on their social media accounts, because he's being interviewed at the time. And you have William and Andreas Pereira coming in and surprising him and giving him the award. In fact, it was William who gave him this award. And you could see how touched he was by this. It's just an amazing video. I would highly recommend it. And you want to know something? He deserves it. Rodrigo Muniz has earned that Player of the Month award. Truly has. He's been phenomenal. Now, here's the thing about him. I've had people come to me and say, listen, he hasn't played well in the last couple of matches. I do know that he's been dealing with a knock. He really has been. He's been dealing with an injury. So that could have been a factor here. But to expect him to score every match is just unfair. I still think he's offering a lot. Doesn't mean that I don't want Fulham to try to find an elite striker in the summer, because I do. But I think Rodrigo Muniz has been a revelation. More importantly, I'm very happy for him, because you could see what that award meant to him and what he means to Fulham Football Club. This goes back to being a member of a team and watching a player grow from, I want to say, at the bottom and working his way up the top of Fulham to where he is starting and scoring goals. It's amazing. Rodrigo Muniz deserves our praise, in my opinion, and he deserves to win Premier League Player of the Month. Congratulations. Okay. So coming up next, to end this episode of Cottage Talk, I'm going to share my starting 11, what I think Marco's going to do, and my prediction for the match.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, so my starting 11 for the match. I'm going Leno, Castagna, Robinson, Bassey, and Tosin. On the left, I'm going William. On the right, I am going Alex Iwobi. In the middle, I'm going to go with Paulinho, Kearney, Pereira, and Muniz. That's what I'm going with. I think that starting 11 gives you the best chance to win. I think Fulham are going to have to break down this team. I absolutely think they're going to. But that's what I would do. That's truly how I feel about this. I think this team gives you the best chance to win. But it's going to be difficult, because I know how dangerous West Ham can be on the break. I've watched it myself. That's what I'm going to go with. Now, what do I think Marco's going to do? I think there's going to be one change in what I've said. I actually think he's going to play Sasa Lukic instead of Tom Kearney. The reason why I am going with Tom Kearney is I think you need someone to have that ability to really open up those passing lanes and get the ball to the players that are going to get us in position to score goals. Tom Kearney does that with his passing. He also sets the tone. Sasa Lukic can help you move the ball as well, but I think he is more important defensively, and I think you need to be a little bit more offensively against this team. So that, to me, is what I think is going to happen. I think Lukic will play. I think Marco will be a little bit more defensive, but I would start Tom Kearney. That's the change I would go with. Okay. So now to end the show, I'm going to share you my prediction for the match. I'm not going to say that 5-0 is not significant, because it is significant when we beat them the first time. I think it also shows that there is that capability to beat a team like this. They can do it. So for me, I am going with a full victory. I'm going with a 3-1 full victory once again. Now, I was wrong in my last prediction. I've been wrong a good amount of time, but it's my prediction. So I think Fulham have a very good chance to win on Sunday. I know many don't think that they're going to, but I'm going with a 3-1 Fulham victory, because I think that they've had to think about that Newcastle United match, and I think they're going to be ready to go. And yes, West Ham are coming off of only a couple days of rest. They're dealing with potentially an injury. We'll see what happens with their starting 11. And I don't think that they're going to be ready to go as much as Fulham will be. That's why I'm going 3-1 to Fulham. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute. And all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.